理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 14. As the group entered the Westons' home, Emma thought that Mr. Elton should smile less with Harriet's absence. Mr. John Knightley should smile more, she thought, although he was unhappy about the long journey in bad weather. Emma decided to forget about Mr. Elton for the evening, although she wondered if he truly was in love with her.And not her dear little friend, Harriet. When they all sat down for dinner, however, she noticed that he sat next to her, smiling at her quite often. She began to wonder, "Can it be possible for this man to be in love with me, not Harriet, anymore?" "Impossible!" Yet, throughout the dinner, he often told her how he admired her drawing of Harriet.And made sure Emma was comfortable, just as a lover would do. During the dinner, Mr. Weston began to speak of his son, Frank Churchill. Emma, although not wanting to marry, thought Frank Churchill would be an agreeable choice for her. Since his father's marriage to Mrs. Weston, she had thought about this possibility more frequently. Mr. Weston announced, during the dinner,that his son, Frank, would be coming in a short time for a visit.
"He has wanted to come to us since September, but the Churchill family has kept him rather busy. His aunt, quite an unhappy woman, demands Frank's time. She has made it difficult for him to plan a visit,"
Mr. Weston told the dinner party. "He ought to come," said Emma.
"Even if he can only come for a couple of days, he ought to come," Emma told him. "But Frank is her aunt's favorite nephew. The Churchills are rather envious and do not want Frank to spend time here," replied Mrs. Weston. Emma responded coolly, "I will not be satisfied unless he comes."
Chapter 15.After dinner and tea, the weather worsened, and the family decided to return to Hartfield before too much snow fell. Emma found herself alone in a carriage with Mr. Elton returning home. She noticed that Mr. Elton had drunk too much wine, and as soon as the two were comfortably sitting together, he began to tell her how deeply he loved her.
"I am astonished, Mr. Elton. Your pursuit of Harriet gave me pleasure."
"Miss Harriet Smith? I was never interested in Harriet. She has no fortune, and still no one knows who her parents are. I only thought of her as your friend, not as a lover. Who can think of Miss Smith when Miss Woodhouse is near? I have thought only of you.
The drunken Mr. Elton declared.
"My visits to Hartfield have been for yourself only."
"Sir, you have been mistaken. I am sorry, but I do not want to marry at present. I only saw you as someone in love with my friend, not my lover."
He was too angry to speak another word. Emma was quite upset as well.The two did not speak another word on the way home. Chapter 16. Emma thought constantly of Harriet that night. Such a disappointment for Harriet.
"If I had not persuaded Harriet into liking Mr. Elton, he would not have begun to like me. But poor Harriet," she thought to herself.
He proclaimed that he had never thought of Harriet as a lover, but he was so eager about the drawing of Harriet. She realized that Mr. John Knightley was right about Mr. Elton's feelings toward her. She now knew that Mr. Elton was not who she believed him to be. She began to think more about his feelings toward her. Miss Woodhouse of Hartfield,with a fortune of £30,000, is well above him in society, although he was rejecting Harriet Smith,
because he felt he was above her in society. The Woodhouses are famous in Highbury, but the Eltons have no name in Highbury. She realized that her error was in her attempt to bring two people together. She believed it would be a simple task, but it hurt two people deeply. At that moment, she was concerned for her friend and ashamed of herself. So she decided to do such things no more. "I actually talked poor Harriet into being very much in love with this man. She would never have thought of him otherwise. She is so modest and humble. I was right in persuading her not to marry Mr. Martin. But there, I should have stopped. I should have let her meet someone on her own," she thought. She went to bed worried about how to tell Harriet what had happened. The next morning, the ground was covered in snow. Emma was not permitted to leave the house and could only send Harriet notes. Emma was content with the snow. Therefore, she had no need to find excuses for Mr. Elton's absence, though she was still uneasy because she knew she would soon have to explain what happened to Harriet. Chapter 17. In a few days, the weather improved and the Knightleys soon returned to London. On the evening of their departure, a note from Mr. Elton was brought to Mr. Woodhouse. Mr. Elton was leaving Highbury the following morning to visit some friends for a few weeks. Emma was happily surprised. Her name was not mentioned in the note once, however. She now decided to explain to Harriet what had happened. The next day she went to see Harriet and told her the story. Seeing Harriet so hurt made Emma realize she should never again persuade her friend to fall in love. Harriet blamed no one. She felt that she did not deserve a man of such wealth and class. But she was fortunate to have such a kind friend as Miss Woodhouse. Time, Emma believed, must be allowed for Harriet to forget her love for Mr. Elton. Emma knew the three would meet each other in Highbury, and they must be polite. Mr. Elton was loved at Mrs. Goddard's school, where Harriet lived. The teachers spoke of him often, so Harriet would have difficulties in forgetting Mr. Elton. There could be no true peace in Harriet's heart. Chapter 18. Mr. Frank Churchill did not come. A letter was sent to the Westons, explaining that, for the present, he had no time for a visit. But still he looked forward with the hope of coming. Mrs. Weston was quite disappointed, more so than her husband. For half an hour Mr. Weston was surprised and sorry. But then he thought that Frank's coming, 2 or 3 months later, would be a much better plan. The weather would be better, and he would be able to stay longer. Mrs. Weston, however, knew this letter was another excuse. She believed that in 2 or 3 months another similar letter would come, but Frank would not. Emma was not too upset about Frank Churchill's not coming, although she was disappointed for the Westons. When she told Mr. George Knightley about the letter, he was not surprised.
"The Churchills are very likely to blame,"
said Mr. Knightley coolly.
"But if Frank wanted to come himself, he would find a way."
"Of course he wants to come, but his aunt and uncle will not allow him to leave."
"If Frank Churchill wanted to see his father, he would have told his relatives he was going. A little while ago, I heard he went to Weymouth for a vacation. This shows that he can leave the Churchills, but he will not leave to visit his own father, Mr. Weston,"
Mr. Knightley replied. "You do not understand his family.
It is very unfair to judge someone's personality without meeting that individual. You must understand how difficult for him it is to oppose the people who have raised him.
Yes, he can write a beautiful letter and tell himself this is the best method to satisfy his relatives, but these letters prevent his father from complaining. His letters anger me greatly.
The letters seem to satisfy everyone else. They do not share your opinion.
I believe the letters do not satisfy Mrs. Weston. If Mrs. Weston was of a higher class, Frank Churchill would have come to visit.
Emma was surprised at Mr. Knightley's strong dislike for Frank Churchill. She felt his anger was unjust. He seemed to dislike Mr. Churchill because his personality differed from his own.